She asked me a question. What about women? Number one, you know, you are in MashaAllah in the only country in earth, only country in earth, forbidden woman to be going to masjid or make salah or even salatul Eid, make dua for your shiuch. You're not responsible when this happened. All the shiuch who did that and deny you, they will pay the price. What about you? You set intention and make dua for the dead people. What about another sister? She asked me a question. How come women can make salat al-janazah only but cannot follow the burial ground? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so hakeem. He know a woman can be in motion and can screaming and shouting and all this and can be out of control. Is not good. She can be out of control. It's not good for her and not good for the dead people. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hakeem and rahim, He created us and He know. Now, what about me as a woman? The man get two qirat and I don't get it? Very simple. If the woman is really a woman, married for sabilillah, have a blessing kids, and these kids, she helped them to be a good Muslim. Every time they go do good deed, the woman get a copy because she's a teacher. By this way, you're not out of reward, but we have to understand Islam fully, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the cause of good deed. Remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said. He said, the one who lead to goodness equals the one who doing it. For example now, if you tell your kids and tell any man around you to go join Salat al-Janazah, what will happen? You get rewarded and you get a copy of their own good deed. Islam is so beautiful. Islam is so beautiful. Islam is beautiful. It's so beautiful. It spread goodness. You will see, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good ending, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.